Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Rick Sagisi knows baseball is more than just the physical training. It takes guts, heart, and drive. Rick Sagisi offers professional baseball and softball mentoring for players of all ages. Rick was a star player in high school and went on to play for the University of Miami. Played in the College World Series. He's played with Aubrey Huff of the Orioles and Pat Burrell of the Tampa Bay Rays. And has been coached by some of the biggest names in professional baseball. Rick is currently a scout for the Cleveland Indians and a recruiter for the University of Miami. In 30 or 60-minute sessions, you get private one-on-one coaching, guaranteed to improve your game. Rick Sagisi is more than just a coach. He is a mentor, helping kids stay on track on the field and in school. Call to find out more, 777-4435. And for a limited time, Rick is offering a special discount to Fox Sports Radio listeners. So call now, 777-4435, or visit thinkoutsidethediamond.com. Rick Sagisi, professional baseball mentoring.
Hello, everyone. Coach Rick Sagisi down here in Naples, Florida. Think Outside the Diamond. I wanted to go over a quick episode today for you guys in the training lab. And I wanted to do it, and I wanted to talk a little bit about two important parts, in my opinion, from reading various articles and doing a lot of studying and actually doing a lot of training with my athletes. Going through, there's two specific parts of a lift that really you need to focus on that I feel is most of the time neglected. And this is where I've seen a lot of gains happen in these two parts of the lift. So I'm going to talk about them today. And I'm going to really enforce and let you know that these are the things that you need to really make sure you focus on if you are training by yourself or if you're, you know, trying to look for a trainer, to make sure they understand the importance of these two parts of the lift. So the first part of the lift is the eccentric, and that's anything in the downward phase. Eccentric is anything movement down. So it's the when you're doing a squat, it's the lowering. So that is an important part. That's the first part of a movement that's really important, because at that point you're engaging the pilar, you're engaging your joints, your muscle, your everything that stabilizes, the stabilization muscles that surround each joint. And as you're going into that eccentric, you want to hold it and actually stop the movement, and that's called the isometric. You want to actually hold that position for about 1 or 2 seconds, hold that position, be able to stop that weight from continuing to decel in the eccentric, hold it, and then I want you to go up and just do a normal push-up, which is the concentric. But the problem is what we normally do is we go quick down, don't stop, don't pause into the isometric, and go back to the concentric. So the two important parts of the lift is the eccentric and the isometric. It's the lowering and the holding of the weight of the load at the lowering part of a lift or a movement. Then obviously pushing up with explosion and power, but you have to be able to control the weight in the eccentric and the load, and also control the isometric to really see the gains you want to see yourself gain, you know, in the weight room. If you're just going up and down and you're pulling the weight up and down and use momentum, you're not controlling the weight on the downward phase, the eccentric, you're not holding it in for 2 seconds, 1 or 2 seconds in the isometric, then what are you really doing? You're using momentum, you're using gravity to help you move this weight, and you're really not working on those stabilization muscles that you really need to work on. Because I always like to say you can't start if you can't go. You have to be able to be able to stop, be able to control the weight, control any movement. And if you're doing any type of cutting and drills, any type of exercising, if you're playing a sport, unless you're running straight sprints, you know, you're doing left, right, you're moving. To do that, you have to be able to decel properly, to be able to load the joint properly, and to be able to, before you actually be able to explode and go into the next movement. So, you know, if you look at any sport, you're going to have that stop, Okay, if it's a quarterback going back in the pocket, stop, plant, and then have to, you know, the isometric, then have to go back and get moving or throw the ball or whatever it might be. So if you look at any sport, break it down, you can see how the importance of really being training the body to stop. So you can basically translate this to your sport. And that's what we want to try to do. We're trying to not just get strong in the weight room, but we're trying to work specific muscles so when we use out on the field that actually they can translate to field and specific functional movements that you do in your sport. That's the whole idea of weight training. It's not just to get stronger, but it's to get stronger in specific movements that you need for your sport. And every sport is a little different. A lot of them are very similar, but there's going to be some, you know, different variations to every workout depending on the actual sport that they play. So I wanted to just go over that real quick. I know it's a short episode today, but I wanted to make sure it's short, but it's very, very straightforward and very powerful. So again, two strongest parts of lift, the eccentric, the isometric. And again, I'm not taking away the importance of the concentric, but we need to make sure we able to control those two parts of the lift, the lowering and the holding, before we can actually see the improvement into the power, into the force after that, if it's a push with our legs, if it's a pull with our arms, or if it's a throwing of the hands, if you're hitting a ball or a tennis ball, baseball, whatever it might be, or throwing of a football. All these things have to have eccentric, isometric, and then go into the concentric. And we have to really focus on those two parts so we can have a stronger concentric, stronger force forward, so we can improve and get more strength in everything we do as an athlete. All right, so I want you guys to make sure you remember those, eccentric, isometric. Really focus on those two things next time you get in the weight room. All right, I'll see you guys in the lab. And until then, keep working hard.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.